In the early 60s, the pop groups all had names like The Kinks, The Beatles, The Searchers, and so on. And then within a decade, there was bands like Emerson, Lake and Palmer, Crosby, Stills, Nash and Young. So they named everybody in the band. Well, my title this morning is Lamech, Sinatra, Kennedy and Gibson. And this fella, Lamech, I found him quite interesting a few weeks ago as I was starting again, reading from Genesis. I came to him, and he's, I suppose, the epitome of the Paul Anka song that is one of Frank Sinatra's biggest hits, My Way. Long before Francis Albert Sinatra was a big star, Lamech, whose great, whatever grandfather was Cain, the passage tells us, first of all, he disobeys God by saying, I'm going to have two wives. He's the first one. He has kids. Obviously deliberately breaks God's heart by disobeying. But what struck me then was his emphasis to the two women. He sits them down and says to his wives, look now, if somebody's hurt me, I've killed them. So he goes excessively vengeful, spiteful, cruel. And then he says, and if Cain could possibly be avenged seven times, then for me, it would be 77. So here's a guy who takes the entirely opposite viewpoint of Jesus. Jesus in the New Testament says, look, if somebody's hurt you, if they repent, you forgive them. What if they do it five times? If they repent, you forgive them. What if they do it 70 times? Yeah, if they repent, you keep on forgiving them. Well, here's a guy who takes the opposite view, who says, if somebody hurts me, I'll take revenge 70 odd times. Here's a bloke who does it his way. A fella you would cross at your peril. He makes up his own rules. He's not interested in justice. He's interested in revenge. There's an old proverb in there, stitch in time saves nine. Meaning if you've got a little tear, the sooner you sew it up, the better. Otherwise, it'll become a big rip. Well, we see very quickly in Genesis that sin snowballs. It escalates. And he needs to be checked. Otherwise, we got chaos. Cain, 7 times. Lamech, 77 times. And this is why we need a government in our country, a democratic government, so that, because none of us can be trusted on our own, we can't just appoint somebody to run the country and say, it's okay, we trust you. Don't ask our opinion, we trust you. Because we don't trust them and they don't trust us. And if unrestrained, evil just snowballs and runs out of control, runs amok. And that's Lamech, and that's our story in our nation. Romans 1, God is giving people what they want. He's giving our nation what we want, and what we want is a mess. And we've got a mess. One of the biggest messes I think we've been in a very long time. We have, I just looked at the headlines this morning, we have politicians queuing up to stab their own leader in the back. Not the opposition, they stab their own leader in the back. We got the situation where police have no authority, teachers have no clout, the courts are very lenient. I remember somebody from another country came in here and somebody tried to steal his radio from his car, smashed his window, tried to steal the radio. They didn't get the radio out, but the man then had a letter saying, from the court saying that the police had found the culprit, and he'd been fined £350 for trying to break into the car, and that they were trying to get the money back to pay for the smashed window. And this chap from another country said to me, what does that mean, they're trying? I said, well, basically it means they fined this bloke £350, and then they say, look now, you need to pay £80 as well for smash that window. And so they're asking him to pay. So the guy said, so what does that mean they're trying? I said, basically it means he's not going to pay his fine and he's definitely not going to give you the money. And he said, but where's justice? Good point. Where is justice? They're trying to get it back. They're asking him nicely, will you pay? And he says, no. And they say, we'll fine you more. And he says, okay, but I'm not going to pay anyway. So, you know, there was a time in our land when to get in trouble with the police was a terrible thing. And prison was a revolting proposition. But I remember a guy I visited in Cardiff prison who all the time was talking about his rights all the time, and, oh, you know, the food here. I said, hang on, hang on. You chose to be in here. I trained with a so-called Christian organization many years ago, 20-odd years ago, to be a prison visitor. And I remember the training session when it started, they were emphasizing now rehabilitation for the prisoners and so on. They kept on, okay, fair enough. They kept on and on and on. And I said, excuse me, can I just ask though, surely there are other purposes to prison other than rehabilitation, such as, they said, punishment for the fella who's in there, protection for me from him. Oh yeah, we got that as well. Hang on though. See, we seem to be majoring on now, rehabilitation, yeah, great idea. But God is a God of justice. Romans 13 says that the government is God's servant to do you good. But it goes on, but if you do wrong, be afraid. For he, meaning the ruler appointed by God, the government, for he does not bear the sword for nothing. He's God's servant, an agent of wrath to bring punishment on the wrongdoer. Now, that doesn't describe our situation in the UK, but it should. We got teenagers now spraying acid indiscriminately, and we, what will happen to them? Will they get justice? Well, God says they should have justice. See, now, was Lamech religious? I don't know. So I've picked some names. I want to pick one atheist and one religious man. The atheist, Ludovic Kennedy. Some of you remember many years ago, he was a political commentator. I think he even stood for Parliament at one time. And so he's my atheist. The religious man is Mel Gibson, okay? Ludovic Kennedy realized that the world's not a perfect place. But this is what he said. But we can all atone. So something's wrong, so we need to atone. We can all atone through music and culture. Not sure what he meant. Did he mean, well, I'm feeling bad, you know, I listen to Coldplay or something, or Barbers or Adagio for Strings and it makes me feel better? I don't know, maybe. Or did he mean what I heard? I watched a bit of The Proms accidentally, right? Culture. Watched a bit of The Proms. The conductor gave a little talk, turned into a speech. And it's basically, he was saying that the dangerous isolation now we find, you know, countries and, you know, factions and, you know, all this kind of stuff. And he was saying that there is a solution. Education, education, education. Mr. Blair said it in 1997. Socrates said it a few years before that. But the problem is Lamech is us. That's the problem. Or he might have gone further than us. So the atheist says, yeah, we can atone through whatever. No, we can't. The religious man, Mel Gibson, again, he says, there's no one who's never sinned. We have to make atonement if we can. So here's the religious man. He likes Latin services in the Roman Catholic Church. He knows he's fouled up, and he tries to make amends. So whether it's Ludovic Kennedy, or Mel Gibson, or Frank Sinatra, or Lamech, they're all trying to do it their way. Whether it's religious or non-religious, they've set their standards. They say things like, I think this, and we have to ask, based on what? They say, well, if you want my opinion, well, what's it based on? Because in the end, all viewpoints are either I guess or God says, isn't it? In the end, that's it. I mean, there was a non-Christian professor 20-odd years ago at Yale who admitted if there was no God, then the response to just about everything was, says who? If there's no God, says who? You shouldn't drive at 80 miles an hour past the school gate, look. Says who? You shouldn't fiddle your expense claims in Parliament. Says who? Marriage is a contract between a man and a woman to live together as husband and wife. Says who? And of course the guy's right. If there's no God, that's what we're left with. Says who? You shouldn't live such a selfish existence. Says who? You know, we need to think about these things. I remember many years ago after a rugby match talking to a fellow who was a prop. Now, in those days, props were huge shed-like people who had all had most of the brain surgically removed. And he was talking to me at the bar because he had an interview for a job on Monday. This was Saturday night. And he said, "Hey, teach me some science." I said, "I don't know, you know, where do we start? Like, well, teach me something, man." So I said, "Right, okay, I'll get a beer mat, look." So I held a beer mat like this. He's a proper, I give him a chance now, right? So I said, "What's going to happen if I release my fingers?" "It's going to fall to the ground." "Okay, why?" "Well, that's what they do, isn't it?" "What do you mean?" "Well, that's what beer mats do." I said, "Okay, but you haven't seen me drop this beer mat, have you?" "No." "So how do you know?" "Well, it's just stupid, is it?" "Well, the thing is, we need to think why. There is a reason behind things." And God says, the soul that sins will die. And he says that you've sinned and I've sinned. He says his eyes are too pure to even look upon evil. He can't bear it. He hates the sight of it. I found out the other day that somebody I know has an allergic reaction to vinegar. And he was actually saying in a message from the pulpit, he said, if you invite me to your house, don't try it. If there's any vinegar anywhere, don't mask it or try to hide it, because I'm warning you, I'll throw up on your table. Because he can't help it. It's an allergic reaction. And God has an allergic reaction to sin. And what is sin? It's Lamech saying, "I'll do it my way, religious or otherwise." And this affects us, you see. See, there are times when we think we are 1,000 times nicer than God says we are. And then at other occasions when we feel a bit of guilt, we feel bad. What do we do with our guilt? Deny it? Cover it up? Or do you deal with it by going to God and being forgiven and being changed, like the photos, those drawings that Anne shows all the time? I remember 40 odd years ago, an Agatha Christie thing on TV. Maggie's been murdered, and we discover that many years earlier, Maggie, this is why Maggie's been murdered by Patricia. Maggie has been murdered because many years before that, she had deliberately gone to visit pregnant Pat. But pregnant Patricia didn't know at the time that Maggie had deliberately gone to visit her, knowing that Maggie had rubella at the time, German measles. See, our sin affects God. It affects other people, but it affects God. And yet, amazingly, wonderfully, he's done something. He's the one that's done something about it. "In my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood." You know, there's a song I was listening to yesterday, "The Innocent Christ Looking for the Guilty." It's astonishing, man. The innocent going looking for the guilty. Everything tells us if somebody's hurt us, we expect the guilty one to come to us, don't we? But here's the innocent looking for the guilty. And he's willing to pay such a price, such a high price, to get me back, to get us back. You know, see, in a nutshell, what's Lamech's problem? He's a bad man? Okay, he's a bad man. Do we need to try and make him a better man? No. Lamech's problem, in a sense, is not that he's bad. We're all bad. Lamech's problem is not that he's worse than you, perhaps. Lamech's problem, and you a problem, and they a problem out there, is not that we are bad, it's that we are dead to sin. Dead in sin. Dead to God. And we need life. Jesus said in John 10, "I have come that you might have life." That's the thing. It's not to try and improve people's behavior, because people can try to go from one picture there to the other. They can try, whether they're atheistic or religious. People try. You know, I saw a snippet of Room 101, Frank Skinner's program the other day. Fascinating, because Frankie Boyle is on there. He's a foul-mouthed Scottish comedian, and he's an atheist, but he hates celebrity atheists, he said. I thought it was very interesting. He said, "I'm not a believer, I don't believe anything, but I don't want Ricky Gervais and Richard Dawkins telling everybody that there's no God. I thought it's very interesting. Here's a guy who says, I don't believe, but these people have no business telling us all that there's no God. Then Frank Skinner, who's a Roman Catholic, read an awful quote from a celebrity. Terrible quote about God, what an awful God we've got, how cruel and spiteful and capricious and whatever thing he is. He read the quote, and then he gave the author of the quote. So he read the quote, and then he paused, and then he said, Stephen Fry. And then he said, and he will. A joke, you see, people laugh that he'll fry. The audience giggled. But what if it's not a joke? What if all those Lamech types, including people like us, will stand before God on our own? No safety net, nobody to back us up, nobody to put a good word in. And what if Almighty God will ask us that one question? What did you do with my son, Jesus? You still trying to do it your own way? I think some of you are, you know. Amen. Well, let's sing a great song. There is a Redeemer. There's only one.